minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. This is Thursday, January 27, 2022. My, how this month has flown. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We've got a full slate of guests and a little bit of news today. In the meantime, we got a couple of announcements we want to get out there. We are definitely in need of some more prayers for Power Hour Jay. Her family is dealing with another loss. That's in her immediate family. So we want to have you all send a little prayer request up to the Almighty for that, so she and her family can be comforted. We also want to give a shout out to our Power Hour friends, Lloyd and Pear up in Canada. They've been longtime listeners and supporters, and we very much appreciate them. We appreciate the fact that all of you, a time or two, make a donation or purchase from the Power Mall. That's what keeps us on the air. Your contributions, no matter what you do or how you do it, support the Power Hour radio show so we can continue to stay on the air and provide you with educational news, interviews, and articles, and that email blast that everybody needs to go sign up for on thepowerhour.com. That's right. You can call Jay when she's in. The phone line for the Power Mall still is open, 877-817-9029. You can follow us on social media as well. We're at Facebook and Twitter at Power Hour Nation. And we have the Power Mall on Facebook. If you hit the Facebook.com and type in the Power Mall, you'll get us. For the listener only, 631-359-8232. If you don't have internet, you want to listen to the show live. On sale this week at the Power Mall, 10% off the following items: Mother Earth Minerals Healthy Balance, iComplex CS, Strauss Naturals, and OptiVita products. We're going to have Frank Davis on at the bottom of the hour. Have closeouts on Living Streams 2-ounce probiotic, our essential digestive plus, grown by nature, iron and molybdenum renatured 60 count. And that's while supplies last. We have our Tranquil BOGO still going on right now on Tranquil products. On our roster today of people calling in, we're supposed to have Alan West, who is a retired lieutenant colonel. He is running for governor of Texas. I want to ask him some questions about what we heard Samuel Hall, for our Patriots for America militia, talk about what's going on down the border with this 6-foot-high chain link fence that Governor Abbott is supposedly putting up. I want to find out if candidate West understands what's going on. Being a retired lieutenant colonel, I expect some phenomenal answers out of him. Frank Davis joins us at the bottom of the hour with OptiVita products. Dr. Brian Artis, who I've been trying to get on the show, he has his own radio show, but hey, you know what? We think sharing of information is what is important here. He's going to talk about hospital protocols. His father-in-law was ill-advised. He got remdesivir. He died. We've been telling you not to do this. Now you're going to hear an actual live story. In news of the world, U.S. is claiming that it is ordering or evacuating diplomatic families from the Ukraine out of an abundance of caution. According to the acting ambassador, they don't want to take any chances given what happened in Afghanistan. They don't need two political blunders. Abundance of caution, right? Why are we even involved in Ukraine? They're not even members of NATO. I guess we just want to pick a fight with Vladimir, right? Well, Vladimir knows where our financial center is. It's New York, and he knows where our political center is. It's Washington. And if he wanted to press that magic red button, both of those places would be wiped out. I really don't think it's a smart idea for the Biden administration. And this is just my opinion. You may have one. 844-769-2944 is our call-in number. And it really just, you know, burns my butt that here we are. You just got out of Afghanistan. We don't want more wars. And now all of a sudden now we're itching for a scratching, so to speak. Russian could do anything at any moment. This is, of course, the commentary that's out there. Whether you believe half this propaganda or not, it remains to be seen. But if we're going to pick a fight with somebody and we're going to fight on foreign soil, this is going to be another police action, because policies in America do not change very much. And when they do, in this case, it's not for the benefit of us. It's for the benefit of our politicians. And I wonder, because of the fact that Hunter Biden got a job with Burisma in the Ukraine, which is their gas utility, and got paid a bunch of money, whether or not Ukraine got access to Joe, and that's the reason we're going over there. This is the reason that everybody wants to, including our U.S. House, all of a sudden now we're rushing to get weapons to Ukraine. Yeah, we need a bill to appropriate U.S. taxpayer dollars, as if we didn't waste enough with $83 billion in Afghanistan. Now they want to rush weapons transfer to the floor of the House so they can get it passed. We need to craft this anti-war coalition in opposition to the Iraq war. That's what Bush did. Now we're having a repeat performance. This global military empire. Wow. This is crazy. A U.S.-led coup in Ukraine is back in the headlines. We don't know exactly what's going on there because we're only being told what they want us to know. Unless you got boots on the ground over in Ukraine, you got people living there that can actually call you in the U.S. and tell you what's going on, and you can call us and tell us what's going on? No. One of those things, they're trying to run through this massive free weapons bill for Ukraine before the current lapdog media-driven Russian invasion propaganda dies down, just as Big Pharma is rushing to put a new Omicron variant vaccine on the market before their COVID gravy train dies out. All you got to do is just go and look at their stock prices, folks. That'll pretty much tell you where it is. You got to follow the money. Follow the money. Justice Stephen Breyer. You know, it's amazing that he had not actually come out and announce he was going to retire from the Supreme Court. Not somebody leaked it, went to NBC, and all of a sudden, now it's all everybody could talk about. And then, of course, Looney Tunes at 1600 Pennsylvania gets on and says he's going to put a black woman as the new Supreme Court justice. And we have a whole list of candidates to pick from. If I was... And this is me. If I was Stephen Breyer, Supreme Court Justice, I would not officially retire until November of 2022 after the elections. That's when I would retire. I would be sending whoever leaked that. I would literally do it just to get back at them for leaking it because these people can't keep their mouth shut. And now we're on a tirade as to who's going to get picked. I thought it was all about the person, not the party. But here we are, left-wing activists and members of Congress. Now they want him to step down immediately because it's all political. This is not right. The rule of law cannot be continued to be bent. Was I fully happy with Amy Coney Barrett's nomination? Kind of, sort of. I thought she was in the middle of the road. She's kind of proven that since she got in. They're supposed to rule on the law, not their own political beliefs. I've seen a lot of that, especially when it comes to this garbage with the jab. Oh, well, the medical workers need to take it because they're taking Medicare, Medicaid benefits. You know what happened if hospitals all of a sudden across the country said, nope, no more Medicaid, no more Medicare. If you don't have cash or regular insurance, we're not buying it. You know, this is a problem. When you accept federal aid, I don't care what it is, there are strings attached. When are the states going to stop and figure this out? Now Breitbart is reporting we have a House anti-China bill encouraging the hiring of Chinese scientists. Really? Wow. According to Kevin Lin, the founder of U.S. Tech Workers, he says they're doubling down on the same failed policies that have gotten us to where we are today. You want to encourage Chinese technological gains to be integrated into the United States? I swear this has something to do with Hunter Biden that we're not being told. This House bill titled America Competes Act of 2022. It's a version of the Senate passed Competes Act. We really need to call up and let your congressman have it. It was widely panned for dodging core problems, the Senate version, about the corporate transfer of research and manufacturing to China. It passed in June, promises to spend $250 billion on subsidies to help shore up U.S. competition with China. But the Senate bill does little to reduce growing U.S. reliance on Chinese labor in U.S. labs or the movement of manufacturing. I mean, don't we, the people, Joe the plumber, don't we have a brain? Can't we figure this out? Can't we start up our own manufacturing plants? You know, we have them. EMPShield.com. Remember that? That is a Kansas Manufacturing Inc. startup. That's right. It's a startup. It's a manufacturing facility in Kansas you can actually invest in. I really believe that this factory that makes the EMP shield, I really believe they're going to do some good things. They didn't just start this up just to make gobs of money. They did it because they want to protect America. Kyrsten Sinema, because of the fact that she basically said no to changing the filibuster and yanking it in favor of getting voting rights legislation passed, giving federal controls over the states as far as voting. Well, the Democrats are now censoring her, and the Arizona Republicans are saying, hey, wait a minute. Now, we're supporting what Kyrsten Sinema did. She did this for the right reasons. She's chosen to protect the Constitution over party loyalty. According to Arizona Rep. Mark Fincham, telling the Epoch Times, I'm impressed she took that path for the Democrats. They care more about grabbing absolute power than anything else. Arizona Republican Joseph Chaplick says it's great to see a Democrat legislator back away from their party and what to do. You see, it's not all about the party. It's about the person. Question is, if Kyrsten Sinema switched and became a Republican, oh, that would really sit well, wouldn't it? We have Alan West with us on the line. He is running for governor of the state of Texas. I know, better late than never, right, Alan? I'm hoping we're able to get you better here because it's kind of broken up. Your cell phone signal's kind of broken up here. I wanted to ask you, we'll try to get him back on here because the cell phone signal's terrible. I want people to be able to hear him. Alan West is a retired lieutenant colonel. Oh, there you are. Okay. Alan, yeah. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just landed down here in Uvalde, Texas. So we're down here on the border. We're going to meet with the sheriff down here and some other people in the community to talk about some solutions for what they're having to endure here.
Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate what you're doing down there on the border. I spoke with Samuel Hall 2 days ago. He is with Patriot American for American Militia. And he had told me that I asked him, I said, now this fence that Governor Abbott is putting up, he said, it's a 6-foot high chain link fence. And I go, you got to be kidding me. He said, hell no, I'm not kidding. He said, they're cutting through that stuff like butter. I said, your producer, Mr. Twombly told me that his dog could jump that fence. And I'm like, where'd this $54 million in donations go to? 6-foot high chain link. Mr. West, this doesn't make any sense to me. And you're ex-military like me. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You just talked about the quote-unquote GoFundMe page that Governor Abbott put out there. And think about what is even more insulting is that, you know, he ordered the Texas National Guard to go down on state active duty orders. They don't have enough body armor. They don't have enough ammunition. Some of them are down there using their own personal weapons. And, you know, they don't have the right living quarters. And many of them are relieving themselves on the side of the roads because they don't have the port-a-potty. So $54 million, you get a chain link fence, and we don't have a guard force, National Guard force, that is properly prepared and equipped. And oh, by the way, the governor is telling them that as the cartels, who are really terrorist organizations, that they're shooting across the border at our National Guard troops. Guess what? They're told not to shoot back.
That's what I heard. In fact, the militia told me that if they were taking fire, unless they, the insurgents were on this side of the Rio Grande, they could not return fire. And not only that, but DPS was told to stand down and not assist the militia if they were taking fire. And I'm like, this is just crazy.
Well, it's beyond crazy. And what it means is that you have an act of war that is going on the border here in Texas, 1,254 miles of border. And anyone that's a student of international law will tell you, if any non-state, non-belligerent, non-uniformed entity fires across the border into a sovereign country, that's an act of war. And you're supposed to go after them with the full force of your military capabilities. But yet here in Texas, where we have a Texas military department that has upwards of about 26,000 members, they're being told they can't do anything. They're just supposed to basically allow people, these cartels, a terrorist organization, really, to fire at them. And so we've got to get someone that is not a lawyer, not a litigator, someone that has been on the receiving end of an AK-47, a PKM, an RPG, to be the commander-in-chief of the Texas Military Department.
Well, Mr. West and your retired lieutenant colonel, I appreciate your service. I, for one, would like to do that. Being an ex-vet myself, I appreciate you and your service. And what would you do if you were governor, if they elected you governor? I've interviewed Don Huffines on the show, and I'm so glad that you were able to call in here because I wanted to give you equal time because we do have radio stations. We have over a million people listening to you. And what would you do as far as governor of Texas to fix this?
Well, very first thing, on the first day, you designate the cartels. We're not fighting a business organization. We're fighting against a transnational narco-criminal terrorist organization. And when you designate them that way, then you can go after their resources, go after their finances, freeze their assets in banks here, seize those assets. And instead of a GoFundMe page, you take the assets of the cartels and you use that for our border security fund. The other thing is we got to empower our National Guard and our constitutional law enforcement officers, who are our sheriffs, to be able to arrest, detain, and deport these individuals. No more getting to stay in Texas. No more having these non-governmental organizations that are basically the travel agencies for these illegal immigrants, which we just saw in Brownsville. So you revoke the licenses of Catholic charities and Lutheran ministries. You look at what is happening with our border, you know, Texas has the right by the Constitution of the United States of America to secure that border because the guarantee clause of the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, says the federal government is supposed to protect every state in the union from invasion. They're not doing that. So we'll establish a border control zone, Highway 90 to the north, Rio Grande Valley to the south. We got the respective sectors that start in the El Paso sector, go over across to the Rio Grande Valley sector, and we will deploy our forces in there, give them the right rules of engagement so that they can properly defend and deport people out of the state of Texas.
Okay, my next question.
Oh, and I forgot one last thing. One last thing, I'm sorry, is that no more taxpayer-funded benefits to these people that are coming here illegally. We got to stop the madness. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's fine. I appreciate that because we want to hear your input on what you would do. Now, my next question would be something that, you know, my wife and I were discussing this morning. It's like these NGOs that are participating with the Biden administration, to me, that's aiding and abetting a felony because what they're doing is inviting these hardened criminals to just migrate across the border and doing nothing, especially the gotaways. And I would think that if we had the ability, either by executive edict or some other means, to arrest the NGO operators and charge them with felonies, indict them and charge them with felonies, it would stop all this because no NGO would want to participate.
Well, that's the first thing you do. You have to revoke their licenses to operate here in the state of Texas because these NGOs are 501c3s, not-for-profit organizations, and if they continue to try to operate, yes, you do. You arrest them because they're aiding and abetting human and sex trafficking here in the state of Texas. And furthermore, if you designate the cartels as transnational narco-criminal terrorist organizations, then they're aiding and abetting terrorism here in the state of Texas. And that's how you have to look at this whole thing as a system, and you have to come up with the solutions that don't give anyone the ability to find a gap by which they can exploit you and continue to operate.
Right. I know this is a big thing, and I appreciate the fact that you are where you are. Now, I know that the militia, when we had them on the phone, they were in Kinney County working with Sheriff Coe, and they were headed to Val Verde County.
Yeah, Brad Coe.
Yeah, Brad Coe, and they were working with Sheriff Martinez down in Val Verde. I know that they're basically just responsible to the sheriff. It really just, I got to hand it to those guys that they don't have itchy trigger fingers because, I mean, any number of things could literally start a brouhaha with the federal government.
Well, that's the thing, and you got to make sure as the governor of the state of Texas that you provide them the cover that they need to be able to work with us. Instead, what we saw from Governor Abbott and the head of the Texas DPS was that they came down on Sheriff Brad Coe. He's a dear and good friend of mine. Like I said, I'm here in Uvalde, and Kinney County is just the next county over to the west. We should be looking at every single resource that we can use to help our sheriffs. You know, in Kinney County, Brad Coe has a county that on the border, 1,600 square miles, 16 miles along the Rio Grande, he only has six sheriff's deputies. Now, six sheriff deputies cannot stay awake 24/7, 365. So how do we make sure that we give him the ability to augment his force and we protect those people, but they also have to understand their duties and responsibilities, their rules of engagement, what have you, but we protect them from being prosecuted by out-of-control federal government agencies who have abdicated their constitutional duty and responsibility to protect Texas.
And I appreciate that. That's a great response, sir. The thing is we do need to protect our sheriffs, especially the ones that, you know, swore an oath like you and I both did to uphold the Constitution and protect it from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And that's important to a lot of people, especially listeners of our show that are of a conservative nature. Some of the other things that I've heard some of these candidates espouse is eliminating or reducing property taxes here in the state. And I am a resident of Texas, so I'm just kind of curious as to what your take is on that.
Well, sure. First of all, you got to understand the property tax system that we have here is the sixth highest property taxes in the country, and it's really based upon the economic philosophies of Karl Marx. It's a progressive tax system on your property, which, you know, the natural rights that you were given under the theory of John Locke was life, liberty, and property. The other thing is that it eliminates the ability for you to have private property ownership, because you can pay off your land, pay off your mortgage, but you can never own your home. So I think there are two things we need to do. We've seen since 2015 a 19% increase in spending down in in Austin. We got to go back and get the government down in Austin in the constitutional box once again. We need to move away from a baseline budget system that they have where they're always increasing the spending off of a previous year baseline and go to a zero-based budget. And all of the funds, all of the savings that we have in reducing the size and scope of the government in Austin, it goes towards paying down the burden of the taxpayers as far as their property taxes. But concurrently with that, we are going to start looking at how we can transition from property tax to a consumption-based tax. And that's how we did taxation in the United States of America prior to 1917 when the personal income tax was introduced during the Woodrow Wilson administration.
Yep, that makes a whole lot of sense. Well, we're at the break, unfortunately. I wish we had more time to talk. What is your website very quickly?
The website is west4texas.com, west4texas.com, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
You bet. We're going to have you on the show again, Alan West. I appreciate it. Thank you again for your service. We're going to be joined by Frank Davis with OptiVita after the break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you to Mr. West, retired Lieutenant Colonel, for joining us. We will be back after the break.
That's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time. This is Thursday, January 27, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We encourage everyone, all of our listeners, to subscribe, if you have the internet, to thepowerhour.com's email blast. This is how, one, we know how many listeners we have because you're actively pursuing the truth and you want the news, you want the education, and you want to be able to listen to the archives of our shows. And this allows you to do that even if you go to thepowerhour.com. Well, we can actually come to you instead of you going to us by email blasting right into your inbox, and all you have to do is go to thepowerhour.com and sign up. That's what makes the world go round, and we appreciate your shopping at the Power Mall, by the way. And speaking of which, on occasion, we'll have folks on the show that actually have products on the Power Mall. And we have a 10% off the Power Mall special this week on Complete Essentials, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Optivita, Silver Liquid, Super Krill Oil, Vitamin D, Vitamin C, the Spray Accessory Kit, and the O2 Today Face Mask for those of you who still insist on wearing one. I call them face bras for a reason, but, you know, hey, but people still want them. They think it's going to protect them. We have the gentleman with the Optivita products, Frank Davis, with us once again on the Power Hour. Welcome back again, sir.
Well, thank you. Always good to be here.
Now, you've spent the last 20-plus years of your life studying and researching health and nutrition, right?
It's been actually longer than that, but yes, that's been my passion and my focus for, you know, probably the last 30-plus years.
Okay. Now, which company was it that was listed on the Inc. 500 fastest-growing companies went public?
It was a company called Borges Lamont. That was my Lamont, my middle name. We were in the top 100 fastest growing companies in the world. And then, I have another company called Lion Energy that, this year we were recognized in number 8 in the top 100 fastest growing companies in the state of Utah.
Wow. Well, you've been guest lecturer on both TV and radio shows on the subject of nutrition, and we're glad to have you here talking about the Optivita products on the Power Mall. We have been handing out those little free samples of the Complete Essentials 30-pack. Elaborate a little bit, if you would, for our listeners in case they don't know what's in them. Give us a list of the ingredients and what they do.
Well, it basically, as the name implies, calls Complete Essentials. It has all the essential nutrients the body needs to support a healthy immune system, to support all the bodily functions. So it has all 9-plus servings of organic, non-GMO fruits and vegetables, all the whole food vitamins. All the vitamins and minerals are from whole foods. It has plant-based digestive enzymes, probiotics, essential fatty acids. It just is loaded. There's over 100 ingredients in Complete Essentials, all vetted out, all validated in terms of the nutritional integrity. So it's what I call my insurance policy. Every day I'm giving my body everything it needs. And then today, you know, it's so critical for us to give our body the nutrients in order to stay healthy, have a healthy, robust immune system to fight off, you know, the pathogens and the diseases that are out there, and to give us a quality of life. That's what it is for me. At 75, I'm healthier than I was in my 40s, just primarily because of what I've been giving my body. So, you know, I look at it today kind of like driving down the highway on the wrong side of the road, drunk at night with a seatbelt on and thinking that's going to protect you. It's crazy. That's the problem with the nutritional value in our foods today. It's just almost non-existent. And if we think we're going to just eat like we normally do and take care of ourselves and be healthy and strong and vibrant, it's just not going to work. No matter how hard you try today, because of the lack of nutrition in the soils, the length of time from harvest to consumption and cooking and the use of herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, all the things that we're dealing with, unless you're doing something like growing it all yourself in an organic, consuming within hours of, or ultimately taking something like Complete Essentials, which I think is a standalone product compared to anything out there. But that's what you need to ensure yourself you're getting everything the body needs.
Sure. Now, as far as Complete Essentials goes, if, you know, we have a lot of preppers and people out there that are very concerned about their futures and maintaining their health, because that's probably one of the most important things that we need to be focusing on today. What would you say if they wanted to stock up? What's the shelf life of Complete Essentials?
Well, candidly, we use a proprietary drying technology that we have tested at room temperature. After 10 years, there was zero loss of any nutrients, color, or flavor, because it locks the nutrients in a flat, solid particulate that basically, until it's exposed to water or high heat, it stays that way. So the only thing that has a shelf life is the probiotics, because they're live, and potentially the digestive enzymes. So by law, we have to, you know, put a date of manufacture or a best use by date. But in reality, I would say, you know, it would last 10 years, but we recommend a 2-year shelf life, 2 to 3 years.
Candidly, I'm glad of that.
I'm going to say you are going to lose over time a certain potency on the probiotics, but all of the other, you know, the fruits, the vegetables, all the other things, they should last for a long time.
Sure. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people out there, Frank, that are stocking up on some of these, you know, 25-year shelf life foods that are freeze dried, and of course, once you open them, they're only good for so long, like a year or so. So the thing is, with a Complete Essentials, they come in an individual serving in a 30-pack, which is how we sell them at the Power Mall. And so that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it, because one of the things that a lot of people are asking me is, well, if I buy, you know, 3 or 4 boxes of this stuff, how long, you know, can I make it last? Well, certainly, you know, if you take 120 or buy 120 of these things in 4 30 packs, it's going to last you the entire time. These things aren't going to break down. So it's good to know that this has an increasingly remarkable shelf life, which I'm glad, you know, at least 2 to 3 years. So those of you who want to stock up for emergencies know that this probably, compared to something like emergency, is not the same thing. This is more like the stuff that they're showing on Fox that's much better as far as the nutritional value.
Well, not only that, you know, when you're buying the freeze-dried or drum-dried, spray-dried foods, primarily freeze-dried, you know, you are getting calories, you're getting sometimes protein, carbohydrates, very little fat, but for all intents and purposes, you are getting no phytonutrients, no vitamins, some minerals. So you're giving your body calories to sustain life, so to speak, but you aren't getting the essential nutrients that are in Complete Essentials that are so critical when you're dealing with stress, you're dealing with health issues or exposure. So, you know, I think it's an absolutely critical element to have to supplement, if you want to call that, you know, anything else that you are eating that are basically, for all intents and purposes, empty calories in terms of phytonutrients and vitamins, et cetera, that are so critical for the body.
Right. Now, this package, I'm looking at the box right now. When you get to the Power Mall and you dial in OptiVita Complete Essentials 30-pack, you can go down and you can check the quantity and click Add to Cart, and that'll rack everything up. That's the nice thing about it. Now, up until February 28th, you know, remember that we have a 5% off. All you have to do is type in Happy 2022 in your promotion box and get an additional 5 off of your purchase. So that's kind of a neat deal. It's our way of saying thank you for shopping at the Power Mall. Now let's go on with the rest of your, there's just more than the Complete Essentials 30 pack on the Power Mall, folks. Silver gel, 24 parts per million. I want to talk about the absorption of this stuff and how, this isn't a tube. So obviously this is something you apply topically. Could you elaborate on that?
Well, I was, interestingly enough, the National Institute of Health just last year came out with a study on nanosilver and called it a potent antiviral against COVID, you know, obviously against anything, but they specifically stated that. That's on PubMed, so somebody can go research that, see it, and recognize that they are recognizing the power of nanosilver. And they specified actually the parts per million, the concentration. Well, we have it in a gel form. And the beauty about that is, unlike hand sanitizers that are 70 to 80% alcohol-based, once the alcohol dries, it's lost its kill action, and it dries within seconds. So you have to just continually keep applying it if you're going to have any effect, and then it dries out the skin. Versus the gel, when you apply it, has the kill action that has been tested in laboratories. It kills in a test that was done at a major university. They tested against 149 known pathogens, including MRSA, including staph, and it was effective at killing it. So the beauty about the gel is when you apply it on your hand, it will last 4 hours, that kill action. Doesn't dry out the skin. Now, personally, I also dab some up my nose, and I take the lozenges. Just now saw a new study that came out saying that in what we're currently dealing with, the COVID virus, actually, there's only two places it enters the body, through the mouth or through the nose. But apparently, it stays in the nasal cavity or in your mouth for up to 2 days before it ends up spreading into your body. So if you have, like the gel you put in your nose, and you're exposed to it, it will kill it before it's able to get in there. And, of course, I have a protocol myself. When I go out in public and I want to protect myself, I use a gel or even the liquid, and I'll spray it up my nose. I take the lozenge, I'm sucking on that, and I put the gel on my hand. And I just feel like it's, you know, it's such a putting on the whole armor of God, so to speak, to protect yourself.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And then silver lozenges, I actually am sitting here staring at a box of the 60 part per million 21 piece box, that I got from the Power Mall. And, I love the taste of these things. And looking at the box here, it basically says that these contain organic honey and peppermint essential oils. And I really don't taste too much peppermint. I mean, it's really nice flavor to it. The organic honey, are we talking about the stuff, you know, what kind of honey? I mean, organic honey, there's so many different kinds of honey, and people say, well, if you're buying honey, buy it in a region very close to yourself where you live, because it's probably more nutritious for you. But this organic honey, explain, that's not like Manuka honey, right?
This is not Manuka honey. It is a raw, high quality organic honey, and it has a smoothing action. It also has some, you know, benefit. Obviously, help. The real critical part of it is the 60 parts per million gives each lozenge. A 10 part per million concentration of the nano silver. That is the exact concentration that the NIH, the National Institute of Health, did the study on. It was 10 parts per million, was shown to be the most effective in terms of its ability to kill the SARS virus. So
amazing. All right, so the thing is I do recommend them. When I even have remotely any kind of a sore throat or a mild cough or anything like that, I take these things and I get instant relief from it. I will say that. That's my little testimony on the silver lozenges. The OptiVita silver liquid, the 10 part per million, 16-ounce bottle, that's some really outstanding stuff. And, I mean, this is explain what's different than the sovereign silver. This is way better than that, right?
It is. And the interesting thing is, if we did a side-by-side, and I've alluded to this study, they not only identified the parts per million, they identified the concentration and the size of, you know, the concentration being the 10 parts per million, but the actual size of the nanoparticle. And it matched our product to the T. In some way, somehow, that's they had to have our product to do that test, because whether it be sovereign silver or any of the quote, ionic silvers or colloidal silvers, there's a real difference. The silver, the quote, ionic or other silvers, are kind of a one and done, or like a single shot. You need high amounts of it to do the job, but it's a one kill action. Whereas the OptiVita Silver is a patented process. It's like a Gatling gun. It continues to kill the pathogens, and then it goes completely out of your body within 24 hours. There's no residue, whereas in colloidal silver, or ionic silver, it's not bound to the water molecule, and it can accumulate in your body, whereas this is impossible. It does its job and leaves. But that's, you know, it's the only silver that has 50 patents. I don't know of another silver that even had the patent.
Wow. Yeah. See, now this, and Frank, this is one of the reasons why we ask you questions like this as far as comparison questions, because everybody's got a consumer attitude out there and they want the best bang for the buck, and they want to know that, you know, this is not going to turn my skin weird colors, or make my tongue taste like metal. You know, so that's one of the reasons why we ask you these questions, which I'm glad, you know, we're getting very candid answers about this. A super krill oil, 1,000 milligrams, 60 count. These are capsules, right?
They are. They're little gel caps.
Okay. And so the benefit of taking super krill, that's krill is a fish?
Krill is it's the largest biomass in the world. It's kind of what the whales feed on.
Right.
And it's, comes from the North Atlantic and the high, it's a clean, marine environment. The benefit, a lot of people are very familiar with fish oil and quote the benefits. The difference is fish oil What we're lacking in our diet and what we're severely lacking is the omega-3 fatty acids, the DHA and EPA. We get way too much of the omega-6s and the omega-9s. But the omega-3s are what, on neurological development, good tests to show, you know, for as we age, they help us as far as eliminating, you know, dementia and Alzheimer's. But, you know, and there have been studies to show that it actually, what is called postpartum blues for women, is the baby basically ends up taking all the omega-3s for their neurological development, their eye development, and depletes that of the mother, and they basically have linked the deficiency of those omega-3s, which cause the postpartum blues. So there's a lot of reasons, as you know, omega-3s or the krill oil, it's the reason it's so much better than fish. Fish omega-3s are bound in triglycerides, which compete with the body's own triglycerides for absorption. Very poor absorption and utilization. Whereas krill, the omega-3s are bound to phospholipids, which the body needs. It's like a carrier that gets it right into the body. The body is able to utilize 100% of it. It's also, krill has astaxanthin, which is one of the most potent antioxidants, but it protects the krill oil so it won't go rancid. It doesn't, you don't get the fishy taste. You don't get any of this stuff. And it has choline, which the body needs. So it has a multitude of benefits, so much more so than fish oil or any other form of getting omega-3s. I'm primarily a vegetarian, but I take krill because it is so effective, by far the most effective way of getting those omega-3s, the essential ones, DHA, EPA, into your body. You can get them from plants like flaxseed or borage oil or that, but your body still has to go through this process of trying to convert those, the ALA to DHA and EPA, and it doesn't do it really effectively.
Well, that's good to know. Now, those of you who are worried about COVID, you know, first off, we have a whole lot of news to cover in the 12:30 to 1 o'clock segment, and we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about COVID. But vitamin D, scientists and the doctors, the frontline doctors I've been communicating with, vitamin D is all a big part of their protocol. And one of the reasons why they say it is that vitamin D, you know, people who have significantly higher levels of vitamin D in their system are less likely to get COVID. And OptiVita makes a 2000 IU 60 count non-GMO capsule vitamin D, right?
That's correct. Again, you're right on that. Studies are definitely linking the level of vitamin D, blood serum level of vitamin D in your body, is full immune protection, not only against it, but if you were to get it, to minimize any of the seriousness. No, they tested people in hospitals, and basically all of them that made it to the hospital with COVID had deficient vitamin D levels. So that's a very big link in that sense. The difference between OptiVita vitamin D and what's on the market, 99% of most vitamin D on the market is a synthetic, synthesized lamb's wool, from lamb's wool. I'm a very big, firm believer on whole food vitamins. Our vitamin comes from an organic mushroom. Mushroom converts sunlight into vitamin D just like the human body does. So basically, and then there's all these other cofactors that are with whole foods that enable it to do what it's supposed to do. So, you know, it's just, for me, a much better form, a much purer way to get the vitamin D, and something your body recognizes and able to utilize very easily versus potentially taking in some kind of a synthetic form.
Sure. Now, the vitamin D in of itself, very quickly here, what the recommended dose is, two capsules or more?
Well, candidly, given that we are, it depends on your blood serum level. That's a good maintenance level, two capsules. But if you are if you take your blood serum level, go on and test what your level of vitamin D, hydroxyvitamin D level is in your blood. And let's say for conversation it's 20 or below. The optimal now, it used to be 20 was the standard. Now they recognize that's way too low. Now they're suggesting above 50 and optimally closer to 70 or 80 nanograms of vitamin D, hydroxyvitamin D in your blood would be the optimal in terms of your body's ability to fight off diseases and give you the most robust immune support that you could get. So
sure.
That being the case, I take candidly 4 to 5 a day, capsules just during the cold and flu season and why we're dealing with this, just to keep high levels of that into my body.
For sure. And we also a feature on the Power Mall, which 10% off this week at the Power Mall, the OptiVita Vitamin C, the spray accessory kit, and the O2 Today face masks. And we are out of time for this segment, Frank. It's been so good to have you on here explaining the nutritional value of all of your products that we have here featured on the Power Mall. Hopefully you learned something if you're listening to the broadcast. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can always email us at support@thepowermall.com. We're going to be back at the top of the hour. Thanks again, Frank Davis, for being with us. Dr. Brian Artis joins us talking about that remdesivir, that pesky stuff that costs so much money that shuts down your kidneys. We're going to have that plus open phone lines so you can ask Dr. Artis questions here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us for this important segment coming up. We will be back after the break.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.